Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mr. Gadgets, and this is Dog Days number 3, although I realized as I was looking at Audioboo that I mistyped on the first episode, so it didn't come out as Dog Days number 3, number 1, so the first one was mistyped. Excuse my radar detector in the background. I may end up talking about this sometime. It is an interesting phenomenon. In fact, why don't I talk about it? I don't know how many of you employ radar detectors. I've had various radar detectors through the years. In fact, I remember having one when I was in college, and I would be coming home, you know, being a musician and all that kind of thing. I would be coming home late at night sometimes after a concert or, you know, just various kinds of things. And right at the bottom of the hill was a county sheriff for the Jackson County area that I live in. And apparently, I don't know how this worked, and one would think that it would run the battery down. But at least for him, his, you know, regular kind of modus operandi was to leave the radar gun on all night long with the car that was parked in his house. And so I would be tooling along, and all of a sudden my radar detector would go off in the middle of the night. I know various spots, various states within the U.S. have various types of rules about radar detectors as to whether they are legal or not. And I've owned several through the years. In fact, I was cleaning up some of the old carp. It's an anagram. Around the house and found the back end of that very radar detector, I think. I don't know why I kept the back part of it and not the front, but something had gone wrong and I'd taken the back off of it and all there was left was an LED. Anyway, I had a battery-powered one for a while so you could not have to have the unsightly cord coming up. This particular one is the iRadar and it integrates with your phone, either your iOS device, right? Or there's an app also for your Android-type devices. And so it links up Bluetooth-wise and will then allow you to see things on the phone. And, of course, if you do have a device that has a data connection, their little app even gives you traffic reports and will essentially give you a report on whatever it is. If you do run into a radar signal, it will indicate to you whether that's someplace that's been reported or that kind of thing. So it's an interesting little device, and I like the integration with the phone that I have in my pocket or my iPad even. And it is its own kind of little GPS mapping kind of a system also. Now, it wouldn't give you any guidance anywhere, but it certainly, if you like to have a thing propped up with your local map, and it would indicate to you the streets that you're coming up to, and do you need to turn on this street, that type of thing, you can use it for that type of purpose also. This particular one is no different than many radar detectors, though. For some reason, it seems that I'm guessing it is something to do with advanced burglar alarm systems for retail establishments. But that sound you heard there was me at the local shopping center, and it always goes off whenever I get near certain stores. When I'm driving towards work, I'm going past the old Sears store, which is now the major post office for the Kansas City area, and it goes off as I'm driving on the highway. I pass that that large facility, and I always assume it has something to do with some kind of radar frequencies or some kind of frequency that is associated with the radar frequencies that crosses over. There was a magazine called, there is a magazine called Popular Communications. When it first came out, it caused a kind of a ruckus because they would publish when counties did not renew, or states even, but especially counties and cities, didn't renew their SEC license, because they have to be SEC licensed because they are broadcasting radio waves, right? And then it was illegal for them to issue tickets with their radar guns because they shouldn't be running them. Anyway, little radar tech. Be careful out here, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye now.